I literally got in the door like right after you guys started working.
Oh, wow.
So I was going to come up here, but I was like, yeah, I'll wait. Yeah. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to get in there, but so.
So we're doing this. Which way?
Hello. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're so glad to be back with you. It's good to see you all, and I'm trying to kill time because your pastor's here. I just don't know where he ran off to. This was my story all week. I spent most of my time looking for him all week. And we would go, and we would walk down to, like, go to the pool. He wasn't staying because he wanted to go talk to people. And I promise you, every time I'd walk out of that resort with him, hi, Phil. These are like native Hawaiians. I'm like, how do they know Phil? But he knew everybody. By the time we left there, the whole staff knew him because he was so needy, probably.
Amen. No, I just thought that since we were in Hawaii, instead of being changed by Hawaii, maybe we could bring some change to Hawaii. Amen. So we just were preaching the gospel and sharing the gospel. And she told you that we had three people get saved, right?
No, I didn't yet.
Ah, well, we had three people get saved, and one of them was an agnostic man. Yeah. One of them was a beautiful young man, Andy the agnostic. Andy was telling me in the grocery store how he was an agnostic man and how he was had met a Muslim friend of his, and this Muslim friend was challenging him to read the Quran. And he said right away his roots got stirred up, and he told this guy, well, maybe you ought to read the Bible. And the Muslim man said, what is the Bible? He said, you mean you've never heard of Jesus? And the guy said, no. And I said, see? He said, that's indicative of false religions. They try to hide the truth and take you on a course. I said, where's Jesus? Just opens the book and puts it out there for you. Amen?
Amen.
He's not trying to hide anything because he wants you to test and try and see what you can come up with, only so that you can also know that he's the real deal. Amen?
Amen.
So I tell you what, about that time, Miss Regina came, I think, to run me out of the store so we could get back to
vacation. We're on vacation, right? Like, that's my everyday life waiting on him. So I'm thinking, at least on vacation, he should have to wait on me or get, come on, let's go.
Honey, we got to preach that gospel. But anyhow, here's what happened. I thought, oh no, she's going to try to be running me out of here. But about that time, Andy made the mistake of saying, yeah, you know that John 3:16, that's hate speech. And he didn't know that Regina, even though she never had really went to church, there was a few times where she went to vacation Bible school and she had learned John 3:16 in Bible school. And vacation Bible school kept Miss Regina going for years. One scripture is what she had and what she knew. And even though she wasn't church, she did know what John 3:16 told. And buddy, she just came in there and said, whoa, no. Said John 3:16, that's not hate speech. She said, listen to me, if you were a child and you went to put your hand on the stove and your parents said, don't touch that stove or you'll get burned, she said, would that be hate speech? He said, well, no, ma'am. She said, all right, so if the Lord tells you ahead of time that you need to receive Jesus in order to escape the damnation of hell, then that's not hate speech, that's love. He said, oh, got it. And I tell you what, then she went away probably hoping that that was the end of it and I was done.
Hoping we could get on with vacation.
But she went away, and me and Andy contended, and he said, you know what? He said, you're right. He said, you know what? I need to just understand what I know because the Lord is love, and he is, and I'm returning to God today, and instead of reading the Quran, I'm going to teach him from the Bible. Woo! No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Andy, welcome to the family today, brother. Praise God. In Hawaii, we still love you.
But you know what? The one thing that we notice and when we travel and when we go around and we talk to people is there's a lot of broken people out there.
Oh, lots.
There's a lot of broken people. And some of them, even though we think that everybody knows who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for them, they don't.
They don't have a
They
clue.
Don't know. And we have to make sure that we tell them. Just sometimes don't use my whole vacation to tell everybody.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, listen to this. Here's what else I want to tell you. Is that when we were in Hawaii, we were looking at it and it was really beautiful, and we were having all these people tell us how beautiful it was and how we should come and how we should leave Ohio to come there. And I got to tell you something. I told them right away. I said, I said, I love Hawaii and it's beautiful. All these mountains and all this, it's beautiful here. I said, but there's absolutely no way that I could leave where I'm at. They said, really? I said, no. I said, because I am right at the epicenter of Midwest. They said, you are? They said, where are you from? I said, man, I'm from the greatest area ever in the state of Ohio. I tell you what, it's the epicenter where God's doing something. I said, I'm telling you, it's a place of outpouring. It's a great, beautiful city of God. It's just a metropolis there. And they said, really, where is it? Are you in Cleveland? I said, oh, no, that's old. I said, that's old Cleveland's old story. And they said, well, where are you? Are you down by Columbus? I said, well, you're getting a little closer. I said, but even Columbus, I said, it's outdated for where the metropolis of God is today. And I said, I'm telling you right now, you better get ready because this is the name you're going to remember. I said, it's Canton, Ohio. And they said, you mean Canton, Ohio? I said, no, I don't mean Canton. That's just where the old Football Hall of Fame is and that old stuff. I said, I'm telling you, no, I'm telling you that I'm talking to you about the epicenter of God's city where all activity is going, and it's just wonderful. It's just amazing. And they said, Canton, Ohio? We've never heard of that. I said, oh, yeah. I said, there's two cities you're going to want to remember because I'm telling you, they're critical. I said, that's Canton, Ohio and Botkins, Ohio. They said, we've never heard of either one of those. I said, oh, you will. So, because I'm telling you, God's bringing revival there. I said, because of Canton, Ohio, there's absolutely no way I could ever do anything but just visit Hawaii once in a while. I said, it's beautiful here. It's wonderful here. And I love it here. I said, I mean, it was magnificent. I'm telling you, there's some brilliance. I'm going to share a picture or two over the next few weeks because it's going to help me preach the gospel. But anyhow, it was beautiful. But I got to tell you something. I could not stay in Hawaii because of you. I got to tell you something. I'm wearing the only one I got. But I do got my tailored suit on today. It says exclusively custom made for who? Can you see that? Woo! Wow! And I got to tell you something. The reason I'm wearing this is because if I got to dry clean it every week and as hard as I preach, I probably will. I'm going to wear this for the month of October in honor of God and in honor of each and every one of you. In honor of your decision to allow yourself to let God love you the way he wants to love you. See, honor is due. Honor is due to God, but honor is due to you also. Because you need to understand how uniquely, specially you're made. And how you are created as a unique individual to carry Jesus in a way that nobody else can. Listen to me, I'm telling you that my little irritating voice is going to be a part of your life. It's not going away because we're going to do this thing till Jesus comes back. But I got to tell you something. Some of you have a lot nicer voices than I do. And your voice needs to be heard by those who need to hear from you so that they can be touched by the Lord. Amen? Amen. So I'm telling you that it's an honor to be here. We love you guys. We wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world. Amen? This is who we are. And you guys are where God sent us. And I tell you what, you can't kick me out. You can't throw me out. You can't separate yourself. You just might as well dig in and let's just go where God has for us to go. Amen. Father, we just exalt you today. Lord, we just lift you up and declare your glory. And God, we thank you. I thank you, Father, for each and every person here. And God, we just want to honor you and honor them. And we give you honor today, God. We exalt you and we declare that there is no other name. There is no God above. There is no God that could ever come close to who you are. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And we worship you and rejoice in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Stand your feet with us this morning as we worship.
Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Be lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring, you're stirring, you're the life for your sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud, lift your hands, give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. Keeps going.
Everything God left is will not fail me now. You won't fail me now. We're waiting. Sing God's memory is working on.
Oh, no. You're good. Oh,
Let you down. Now see, I hear some of you right now, well, Pastor Phil, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what happened. I believed God before. You don't know what happened. Listen to me. I got to tell you something. He did not let you down. See, there's so many times that our promises are broken, not at God's fault, but because in the middle of adversity and the persecution, we should be able to withstand until we see the dream. We're the ones that have backed up. Listen, I'll tell you what. Sometimes when we start on something, the first thing that's going to happen is the enemy's going to resist. First things that happen is something's going to happen. I'm telling you that the minute you go deeper with God or you put a dream out there, the first thing that's going to happen is adversity. You start a new job, the first thing that happens is the adversity and the fear of, can I learn this? Can I do it? And I will tell you that most people, okay, God, I repent. I got to be honest with you. All people who have felt like God has ever let them down, they're wrong.
That's right.
Really, we start the journey and we back up. We start the journey and the first voice of resistance, we cave in. Well, maybe I'm not. Maybe I can't. Well, I have done this for so... Listen, God don't care that you smoke for 30 years. That's on you to let that limit what you believe he'll do. Listen, God didn't stop you. God did not against you. Listen, we're the ones that stop ourselves. He doesn't let us down, but we will let down. He doesn't let us go, but we'll let go. And I'm telling you right now that God needs you to hear him, that he's never going to let us down,